which is ballooned to a hefty sex.
Let's hope for the first baseball game in reality in about 2 weeks.
Stand by for news.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
I'm Rich Dennison. Vice President Mike Pence today holding a coronavirus task force briefing for the first time in nearly 2 months, saying the nation is seeing progress in the fight against COVID-19.
But as we are reminded, as we see cases rising across the South, we still have work to do.
Coronavirus deaths have topped 126,000. The House today voting to make the District of Columbia the nation's 51st state. The GOP-led Senate and the White House oppose the measure. The Trump administration is making another attempt to end Obamacare, claiming it's unconstitutional.
The Justice Department asking the Supreme Court to invalidate the Affordable Care Act. The Solicitor General in a filing said that once the law's individual coverage mandate and two key provisions are invalidated, the remainder of the ACA should not be allowed to remain in effect.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. America is listening to Fox News.
Michellesmayer.com and look at the chart there. It specifically cites the city of Austin, Texas, where they flattened the curve and the number of cases was dwindling, and they can pinpoint the origin of the spike as soon as the rioting began in that town. Yeah, it's going to work. It's going out with friends. Actually, from what I understand, and I have some very honest friends, people gathering in large groups, not in necessarily restaurants, places like that where there's some distancing and so forth, but in neighborhoods, giant gatherings. It's summertime. And that's, from what I understand, through my very reliable contacts, that's been a big part of it here in this town. But today, where they say you got to wear a mask everywhere, whether you're in a large group or not, I heard the mayor ordered that. That's what somebody I know was told when they went to Publix today. Let's take a quick look here and see if that is official news. But David Blackman's blog, dbdailyupdate.com, check that out, because he specifically shows that this is really one, it's a giant scam, because they monetize this thing. So they're scaring people. And this is a statement on COVID-19 from Dallas-Fort Worth Hospital Council President Stephen Love. He says, "I want the people of North Texas to please not panic regarding COVID-19. The virus has created increased hospitalizations over the last 2 weeks, but we have capacity in North Texas in our hospitals. The 19-county area, to include Dallas and Tarrant and blah, 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 has a little over 1,000 COVID-19 patients, with roughly 35% of those patients being in ICU. We have approximately 38% of our ventilators in use, so we have 62% available." And again, part of it is they monetize this. They incentivize hospitals. Whatever you came in with.
That's right.
Even elective surgery. If they put COVID on it, they get $36,000.
Right. And we haven't had no heart attacks, no strokes.
No, haven't seen one recently.
No ODs, drug ODs. I mean,
what is Juan Williams pissing and moaning because Trump wants the vandals charged? I'm sure he's got a good reason for that. What a
Juan
dick.
Williams. Not a fan either.
Today was not a particularly good day on the markets. Let's talk about that with Mr. Right on the Money, Brant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. And I'm assuming that this faux return of the coronavirus is once again making the market nervous. Would that be accurate?
Well, yeah, there's no doubt about it. And the thing is, it's not just, I mean, we can debate why the cases are going up. We can debate all of that. But the real reality of the situation is states like Texas are waiting to reopen. Florida's shutting down bars and putting new restrictions on, you know, and this thing is kind of getting hysterical again. And so you're seeing all of the companies that were going to benefit from a reopening really get hit pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
And so it has become a reality that this, you know, this virus is getting worse. And so in the minds of the market, it doesn't matter whether it's real or not. What matters is what decision makers are doing.
Yeah.
And what the decision makers are doing is forcing companies to shut down parts of their businesses again. And so there's real uncertainty now about this economic recovery. And I have to say, with the polling numbers that are out there, it's, you know, a lot of market folks are really beginning to wonder where is Trump? What is his strategy? Trump's getting a little bit behind the curve on this.
Mm-hmm.
He really is. And that's beginning to kind of scare some of the market as well, because, for example, even Karl Rove, who's one of the big ones out there, you know, we all know he's a conservative and a Trump supporter. You know, but he put it best, I think. And it's not just him. It's a number of people. It's like, hey, listen, what is Trump going to talk about that he's going to get done in the next term? Let's start talking about that and pounding that message home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is he going to do about this economy right now? In other words, if we need another stimulus, let's get it out there, but let's do it the right way.
Yeah.
In other words, also, so, for example, do we target minorities with part of this? I mean, I don't know, but from a political perspective, these are the areas where he's failing, if you look at polling. Now, he's not failing, ironically, with most people who think who could handle the economy better. It's Trump.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I would suggest, you know, we're going to have to see a stimulus, another stimulus, you know, package pretty quickly if this continues. And something that's going to be able to get the market excited or give it some hope, because right now it's getting worse by the day, and you know what I mean? And that's why the market's drifting lower.
Yeah, uncertainty is never good, and I hate to see this wonderful V-shaped bounce back interrupted, but would it be okay to just call it interrupted until the dust settles a little bit on how this is going?
I think so, because look, there's a long way to go between now and the election. Really is. So I don't want to suggest that any panic in my voice about it. I'm just simply saying this trajectory down in the market is going to continue as long as there's a lot of uncertainty.
Right.
And the way you correct that uncertainty is you start talking about and highlighting the science behind a potential vaccine. You maybe get a little bit more forceful with reminding the American people about, you know, whether we like it or not. It doesn't matter. We just have to say, hey, use a mask. I don't know that I would order people to do it, but I would probably say, be smart, be responsible. Let's all work together, get these cases under control. Go ahead and talk about another stimulus program. He's going to need to say the things that he needs to say. You know what I mean? There's a difference. And I think that would be very helpful, at least from the market's perspective, as well as corporate CEOs. I mean, let's not forget about them. These corporate CEOs are having a really rough time managing through all this.
Yeah.
And again, it doesn't matter what you really think about it. What matters is am I going to get sued? You know?
Yeah.
All these things that CEOs have to think about. So they need some cover. They need help.
No doubt about it. It's also indicative of this growing, I don't want to be responsible for myself and my actions kind of mindset we're seeing in the news on a daily basis. But let's see. At least he got the task force out there again today to address it.
Yeah, and I think that's good. I think he needs to start really pounding home his message for his next term. The country.
I don't think he has to sell the Trump base on, you know, we need to deal with these vandals and all the rest of the looters and rioters. But I agree, that is a... I wish you had access.
Well, I do too, but, you know, the best way I could put it is, listen, you got to live to fight these battles another day. We've got about 3.5-4 months. Mm. You got to win the election. Win the election, then come back the next term and deal with all these issues the way you want to. But you know what I'm saying?
Yes. So, I do.
Anyway.
I do. In the meantime, as we discussed this morning on the morning show, the key to getting through these times where everybody's nervous, there's anxiety, is to have that proverbial nest egg, that fallback option, that thing that protects you, that rainy day. How to prepare for that? How can you build something like that with your current budget? Money managers can show you. And that's what Brandt and the team at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management do. You have to walk in with a suitcase full of money to become a client. You walk in and say, I'd like to start planning. And that's what financial planners can help you see, where you can redirect your income in ways where you won't interrupt your lifestyle, but you'll be able to start building something. Because life is full of these kinds of situations, and when they come along, you're a lot better off, especially up here, when you have some security. Let them help you find that way. 387-0094 is the number, 387-0094, McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. Brant, have a great weekend, and love to Hayden, okay?
Absolutely, buddy. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And likewise, have a great weekend. We'll talk next week.
You got it.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
The Seth Spotlow Experience.
Yeah, baby.
God, did you see his cute butt?
Yeah. I never hear that.
I didn't know the mic was on when I said that, Greg. Thanks.
Thank you. Wow, that made my day. I've never been so worried about getting fired from a job I don't get paid for. I've been so stressing, dude.
The day's not over yet.
I don't want to get into a big lame-ass story here, but let me tell you, Junior.
Tell him, Greg.
That the most important hours in my career were the hours I worked for free.
I'm here. Happy to be here, and you look good today.
A little late for that. We already went over that.
It was the hours I worked for free, not how much smoke I blew up somebody's ass, okay?
But you do, man. Smiling, you look happy, good man. Yeah.
That's why I love having you around, because you immediately lift the room.
I try.
And it's getting harder and harder to lift the room these days, man. I mean, it's just by the time I get in here, it's like, what the hell's going on in this place, in this world? It just gets battier by the... Oh. Before I forget to play it, I don't play too many Nancy Pelosi clips on this show, but this one I think is worth a moment of your time. The Shrieker of the House was talking about the man in whose memory all this wanton destruction is taking place.
And I'm very proud before the Judiciary Committee that before he testified, he said to me, "Madam Speaker, do you think that I can tell George's daughter that his name will be always remembered because you will name the bill for him?" And I said, "Well, I'll recommend that to the Judiciary Committee and to the Congressional Black Caucus who have shaped the bill. But I only will do that if you tell me that this legislation is worthy of George Kirby's name."
Except it wasn't George Kirby. George Kirby, I think, was a comedian many years ago. Does she sound like she's just a little...
She got a lisp.
Somebody give me a drink.
Is she thirsty?
And she's wearing a jacket with a top that barely covers the top of her cleavage. But in the middle of all that, she's got this garish scarf. I guess that's her walking around mask. But at least when it's hanging around her neck, are we allowed to say that? When it's draped around her neck, it hides all that lizard skin.
She does got a lot of that.
She reminds me, if you've seen her up close and personal, she looks like she has one of those red things that's going to come fanning out from a little lizard.
Oh, yeah.
They have to make them look real badass.
What's that thing called? The tongue, or that neck thing.
The neck thing is what it's called. That's a scientific name. I understand it.
Her eyebrows move 2 inches. Like up and down.
Because they're all connected with Botox.
They are big time.
If that woman ever sneezed viciously, she'd probably have wall eyes. Who knows? It's all wired together. But I want to hear the beginning of that one more time.
Sure. That's what a lisp sound like.
Listen carefully.
And I'm very proud before the Judiciary Committee that before he testified, he said...
It just keeps going, man.
To me, Madam Speaker, do you think that I can tell George's daughter that his name will be always remembered because you will name the bill for him? And I said, well, I'll recommend that to the Judiciary Committee and to the...
Whatever it is. Enough.
The thing, you know, the thing.
Yeah, that seems to be what Democrats say.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by... You know the thing.
You know, he said that because they test everything. And they can't say God. Democrats will not say God.
You're right, Greg.
And that's a common denominator among all of them, including those who are burning the country down. They have no God. They have no spiritual existence. They're completely vapid in that regard.
Yep.
And it's a good time to go take a break.
Time out means just long enough to enjoy a cigarette.
So we're gonna do that at 4:19. We have news, Rich's forecast, and a traffic update all in this tightly compacted break.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Selma Mayor Dario Melton has issued an executive order requiring face masks to be worn in public. The order will take effect Saturday, June 27th at 5 p.m. until further notice. People in Selma over the age of 2 who can medically tolerate wearing a mask must do so when in public. State School Superintendent Dr. Eric Mackey says all Alabama schools will reopen for traditional classes this fall, but they'll also offer options for virtual learning for parents who are not comfortable sending their kids back to school because of the pandemic. Dr. Mackey says the roadmap is subject to change based on the spread of the virus. Districts shut down traditional schools in March, and many switched to online virtual learning. The last surviving KKK member convicted in the 1963 bombing that killed 4 black girls at the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham has died in prison. Thomas Edwin Blanton Jr. died of natural causes. He was 81. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the Real Estate Minute. Although we've all had to weather the pandemic storm of closed businesses and stay-at-home orders, houses are being sold at a surprisingly rapid rate here in our area. Our first quarter sales locally and statewide set new records again. According to Alabama Center for Real Estate, the statewide demand is up 7% for homes, and sales are up by record numbers. Just this week, we had multiple offers on our listing in Millbrook. It sold in days, not weeks or months. And as we have done since 2004, we have shot videos of homes for those who can't be present to see them. I sent videos to several of my out-of-state customers who need to move to our area but can't travel to see the homes in person. For more details of selling or buying a home, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225. That's 551-0225. Or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan, IRRL for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment. maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, one call can take care of it all. Meals, transportation, activities, utilities, housekeeping, all included in one low monthly rent of $1,549 for a private suite. Reserve your tour and free lunch. Go to caravitavillage.com.
Hi, everybody. The risk of some widely scattered storms will continue for a few hours before the storms fade out tonight. Overnight low temperature 72. Tomorrow, I think the number of storms will start to increase again. Kind of a new wrinkle in the forecast. Scattered showers and thunderstorms a little bit more numerous by tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow evening. A couple of stronger storms possible with damaging wind gusts, high around 90. More scattered storms on Sunday and a better chance of rain returning next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Quire.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaGuire, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLaGuire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaGuire.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hello and welcome to the Mental Health Hotline. If you are obsessive compulsive, press 1 repeatedly. If you are codependent, ask someone to press 2 for you. If you have multiple personalities, press 3, 4, 5, and 6. If you are paranoid, we know what you are and what you want. Stay on the line and we'll trace your call. If you're delusional, press 7 and your call will be transferred to the mothership. If you are schizophrenic, listen carefully and a small voice will tell you which number to press. If you're depressive, it doesn't matter which number you press, no one will answer you. If you're dyslexic, press 69696969. If you have a nervous disorder, please fidget with the hash key until the beep. After the beep, please wait for the beep. If you have a short-term memory loss, please try your call again later. And if you have low self-esteem, hang up. All our operators are too busy to talk to you.
We have another one of those. Actually, a couple more. This one is good.
Hello, you've reached the police department's voicemail. Pay close attention as we update choices often as new and unusual circumstances arrive. Please select one of the following options. To whine about us not doing anything to solve a problem that you created, press 1. To inquire as to whether someone has to die before we'll do something about a problem, press 2. To report an officer for bad manners when in reality the officer is trying to keep your neighborhood safe, press 3. If you'd like us to raise your children, press 4. If you'd like us to take control of your life due to your chemical dependency, press 5. If you'd like us to instantly restore order to a situation that took years to deteriorate, press 6. To provide a list of officers you personally know so we will not take enforcement action against you, press 7. To sue us or tell us you pay our salary and you'll have our badge, or to proclaim our career is over, press 8. To whine about a ticket and or complain about the many other uses for police rather than keeping your dumb ass in line, press 9. Please note your call may be monitored to assure proper customer support, and remember, we're here to save your butts, not kiss them. Thanks for calling your local police department, and have a nice day.
425.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have light to moderate traffic around the boulevard this afternoon. Most congested East Boulevard at I-85 and Northeast Boulevard, Ware's Ferry to Wetumpka Highway. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Very congested on Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway outbound, and Congressman Dickinson. No accidents in us to report to you at this time. Enroll now for fall classes at Trenum State. Your future's waiting. Go to trenumstate.edu and change your life. Trenum State for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
More teens on the road, more road congestion, more work zones, and hotter pavement are just a few things you could face on the road this summer. The Vance Law Firm wants you to stay safe and enjoy your summer.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
We're roll calling at 4:27.
Do it live!
That's the point.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
I dropped my hot pocket.
You gotta have some. Oh my God.
If you wanna be with me.
You're drunk.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
I'm Gumby, baby!
You gotta have
some. Praise God.
If you wanna be with me.
Don't make me open a can of whoop-ass buster.
Touch yourself.
Oh, mama.
Get used to disappointment.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
Let's get nuts!
Cause that's
easy. Who's your dad?
It's too cold for me.
You are a meathead.
That was funny.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
What is wrong with you?
Cause that my... He's a tool.
It's too low to see.
If you were my brother, I'd put myself up for adoption.
Oh, someone's in a mood.
Sorry!
What do you mean that you're leaving for?
Nothing from nothing, leave nothing.
You sure is up.
And I'm not.
I don't care.
Leave you me.
Oh, wow.
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier.
No.
In the war of poverty. Yeah.
You dumbbell.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on the count of you want to know why, that when people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
It's a twister! It's a twister!
Good grief.
Nothing from nothing.
I'm dying over here.
You gotta have. You're nasty.
If you wanna be with me.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more caffeine.
Let the scores come rolling in.
Be with me.
It was great.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
All right. I heard nothing. It was bad.
Oh, I just got a request.
From the request line?
More yes. Cowbell.
And we're still trying to, you know, keep it happy.
Yes.
Yay.
At some point, maybe in the next 5 years, we'll be able to go back to a show about nothing in particular on any given day. That would be nice. But we did get a request for a song that we turn to from time to time when we need relief. It works like a drug. It's the antidepressant song with a woman who sounds remarkably like Karen Carpenter at 4:30 on the Rich Thomas Show. Good body, everyone.
Not much feelings coming over me. People wonder how I set my troubles free. Clear, it's this pill I got here. I'm the nearest thing to level.
watching a gang of Utes in a railway yard in South Chicago emptying a boxcar full of big screen TVs.
Yeah,
as it's
as
moving.
As the train's moving.
Look at that.
Yeah. Boy, I hope somebody gets run over. I mean, in a nice way.
I'm sorry, there is no excuse for that.
There's no excuse for that.
Now they're starting to get down.
I've seen that about a week ago. Kind of.
I didn't get my TV. Sick. Please throw it out. Jeez. Right. Oh, it makes you wonder, how did they get into that to begin with? Those railroad cars are not easy to break into.
Well, instead of bolt cutters.
Yeah, bolt cutters, and you're in.
Yeah. Bolt cutters and a pry bar. I just can't believe, I mean, the train's going down the tracks. Whose thought is, hey, let's break in this boxcar as the train's moving and see what we can get?
That's...
How do they know?
Monumentally stupid. And trust me, if one of those Utes was hurt...
Yep.
The train line will get sued. The city will get sued.
They're going to have to bring the hobos back, man. Keep that kind of stuff from happening.
I love railroad tracks.
Me too.
The cool thing about railroad tracks is that at one time, that was the upscale method of travel. So the railroads are laid out so that they cut through the center of cities.
Mm-hmm.
So if you like, I used to take the line from Miami. I used to love to travel by train. Take the line from Miami to Washington, D.C. And you go through towns like Raleigh, North Carolina, mm-hmm. where you have a bigger station, and you can see that the depot is aging. It's freshly painted. But what you see just beyond the depot are the remains of all the big department stores that used to be there near the train station because that's where the paying customers came in. And it's kind of sad, in a way, that that era is gone. You also, especially if you're traveling through rural areas, mm-hmm. which you do in parts of Georgia, South Carolina, you see a whole different kind of poverty, mm-hmm. Appalachian poverty, when you're going through that neck of the woods.
That's exactly right.
A lot of people living way below the poverty line.
I think and it's in Kentucky or Tennessee where they still do the Santa Railroad. Where right around Christmas time, the train comes through and it goes through a bunch of rural areas. And Santa's on the back of the train giving out gifts. I mean, literally passing
it's
out
a cool
gifts.
Cool thing. I've never heard of it, but it sounds good. And I'm familiar with Tweetsie in North Carolina. Tweetsie. It is 4:34. Jacqueline's going to join us in a little bit.
Jacqueline.
We'll play another. Excuse me. My error.
That's my version of that noise.
Hey, let's see the tattoos.
All right, if you want to smile, okay, here.
It's pretty good. I like it. It's colorful. I know.
It's really well done.
You know, I never really realized how great my armpit hair would look if I just had Lulu Simpson or whatever.
Lisa.
In living color on the inside of my upper arm.
And that's a very painful place to get it, isn't it?
Yes, it hurt. I thought of you. Every one of those pokes.
Yeah.
Oh. But, hey, man, it looks good. I'm happy.
As long as you're happy.
I mean, I felt bad about it the whole time. I felt terrible.
Because
like,
when it comes to happiness, you're a carrier.
Yeah.
And we need more happy carriers and fewer COVID carriers.
True.
If I may be so opinionated.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic light to moderate traffic around the boulevard right now. Our most congested place, Troy Highway, all the way back past Baptist to Norman Bridge Road. We've got some slight congestion on Atlanta Highway outbound as well as Norman Bridge and Fairview Avenue. Taylor Road busy from I-85 to Vaughan Road. The 31s are busy. No accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. Midtown Plaza is open for business. Shop Young American Insurance, Foot Locker, Sally Beauty, and more. Midtown Plaza and street off I-85. Another great McClinton and Company Development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
More teens on the road, more road congestion, more work zones, and hotter pavement are just a few things you could face on the road this summer. The Vance Law Firm wants you to stay safe and enjoy your summer.
Hi, Rich Thomas for the Depot Furniture Gallery, which has recently expanded inside of Prattville Pickers. They have absolutely the best selection and prices when it comes to rustic and cottage-style furniture in central Alabama. The Depot has many different pieces to choose from, including pub-style tables, dining room sets, coffee tables, entertainment centers, bedroom sets with nightstands, and many unique style accessories to make any home's decor the center of conversation. Sliding barn doors, smooth or rustic wood finish, the choices are endless. Follow the Depot Furniture Gallery on Facebook to always see some of the latest arrivals. New inventory is arriving regularly. Come visit the Depot Furniture Gallery inside Prattville Pickers, 616 Highway 82 West. Other locations include over 3,000 square feet at Angels Antique Mall in Opelika. Visit the Depot Furniture Gallery or call 380-3300.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long, it's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. State School Superintendent Dr. Eric Mackey says all Alabama schools will reopen for traditional classes this fall, but they'll also offer options for virtual learning for parents who are not comfortable sending their kids back to school because of the pandemic. Dr. Mackey says the roadmap is subject to change based on the spread of the virus. Districts shut down traditional schools in March, and many switched to online virtual learning. Selma Mayor Dario Melton has issued an executive order requiring face masks to be worn in public. The order will take effect Saturday, June 27th at 5 p.m. until further notice. People in Selma over the age of 2 who can medically tolerate wearing a mask must do so when in public. The last surviving KKK member convicted in the 1963 bombing that killed 4 black girls at the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham has died in prison. Thomas Edwin Blanton Jr. died of natural causes. He was 81. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. At the risk of some widely scattered storms, we'll continue for a few hours before the storms fade out tonight. Overnight low temperature 72. Tomorrow, I think the number of storms will start to increase again. Kind of a new wrinkle in the forecast. Scattered showers and thunderstorms a little bit more numerous by tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow evening. A couple of stronger storms possible with damaging wind gusts, high around 90. More scattered storms on Sunday and a better chance of rain returning next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now Duncan Tomlinson present. The Married Couple.
And now today's episode of The Married Couple.
Walter?
Yeah?
Do you ever get a shooting pain across your body? You know, like somebody's got a voodoo doll of you and they're stabbing it?
No.
How about now?
Join us next time for The Married Couple.
Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at?
Right here. Jacqueline Tomlinson from Duncan Tomlinson Attorneys at Law. How are you?
I literally am walking in the front door right now with Stephen, so if it's a little hectic, I'm sorry.
While you're settling in, would you like to hear a clip from the Palm Beach County Commissioners meeting?
Oh, I think my dad sent me this morning, yes.
Isn't that interesting that we should
do these are my people.
Yeah, yeah. But the good thing about this particular meeting is that they were standing up on the mask mandate issue. Let's get
these are my people.
A brief listen.
You literally cannot mandate somebody to wear a mask knowing that that mask is killing people. It literally is killing people. And the people are waking up, and we know what citizens' arrest is because citizens' arrests are already happening, okay? And every single one of you that are obeying the devil's laws are going to be arrested. And you, doctor, are going to be arrested for crimes against humanity. Every single one of you have a smirk behind that little mask, but every single one of you are going to get punished by God.
That was enough. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. The underwear lady was my favorite.
This is the complete clip of that one woman. I saw the one with, there were a number of people that were equally passionate. A little bit briefer and less Satan, but...
you know, that's what we all strive for. A little briefer, a little less Satan.
Yeah.
What we all hope for. Yeah, you know what? Like, those are my people. And, like, I, you know, rock on South Florida. Like, that wouldn't have been the argument that I would have used had I had to go before the city commission. But, you know, if it worked...
Hey, it was effective, I think.
Wait a minute. I think I found part of the other one. This is a very brief clip, only 8 seconds.
Wonderful breathing system out the door. You're all turning your backs on it. And they want to throw God's wonderful breathing system out the door. You're all turning your backs on it.
Yeah, that was another one from that same meeting.
Yes.
God's wonderful breathing system.
Your people, huh, Jay Quellen?
Those are my beats. Like, I'm not even mad at them because, you know what? Like, South Florida's a melting pot of craziness.
I can see
it. It just is. Like, my husband loves it when we go down there because the news in and of itself, like, is amazing to watch because there's, like, a name and a soundbite and a special, like, design clip for every single news story. It's, like, kind of like Fox News. Like, everything's breaking news.
Yeah. Breaking.
In South Florida, everything is like this horrible, heinous, like, dun-dun update.
Oh, you know, instead of that, that's, that all began with WSVN Channel 7. If it bleeds, it leads.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. Good old Rick Sanchez.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember Rick squatting over. When we went to war in Iraq, they painted a giant map of Iraq on the studio floor, and he would squat over it. Where the...
He was a squatter.
And everybody knew this. So when he was squatting on the map, he would have little accidents from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
And then he killed somebody, leaving a dog.
Yeah, remember that one time he killed that guy?
Yeah.
Wow.
This is, listen, this is true. Rick Sanchez, big news anchor in Miami. And he's not the devil. He's not a bad guy. He just.
Oh, no, he's awesome.
But he was
he
was leaving a Dolphins game, and he hit somebody that ran in front of him, and instead of stopping, he just drove home.
Yeah.
And he said later, I went home to have a drink and relax, and then came back to the stadium parking lot in much better shape to deal with it.
Because that's what we all would do. Like, I mean, that's what a rational person would do. No, they were never.
Drunk. You guys got some crazy.
And then got him for drunk driving.
South Florida. Y'all had Shannon Burke.
You know, I'm glad we're telling these stories because then it makes me look a little more normal in the context of what happens down there. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, it's insane down there. Every day is insane. That's what makes it awesome. Like, you never know what you're going to get.
Right.
Like, I have the WSFA app on my phone because every day I'm like, it could be worse.
Yeah,
that's
true.
I could live in South Florida still, and I could be dealing with this in my backyard.
Now, do the stories lead with a Florida man, or do y'all just that sound?
They do it by neighborhoods, like West Miami-Dade.
Yeah.
And you're like, Cooper City man caught. And you're like, okay. Like, you can kind of judge how the story's going to go by what location in South Florida they're talking about.
Hey, I lived through that.
Legit.
You know, once I became a very... You know, like I said earlier in the show when I got down there, I was hell-bent. I'm going to be famous. I'm going to be a household name and a household face. And I made it happen a whole lot faster than I was certainly ready for as a young man. And then came the infamous, I went in and took this waitress out to an Italian restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of white wine.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of food. And as I'm driving home, I got sick to my stomach.
Right.
I don't know what, it must have been something I ate, right? Mm-hmm. Seafood, it could have been. So I tried, you remember, was the Chevrolet dealer on Federal Highway? I tried to pull off US 1 into this car lot, but they had a chain across the gate, so I could only get partway off the road. So later, I shut the car off. I got out of the car. I got very sick, and I went back in the car, and I guess I fell asleep, being awakened by the knock of a police officer.
Ooh. This is reminding me of my 21st birthday.
Well.
Also on Federal Highway, but it was a CVS and not a Chevrolet car dealership.
So, obviously, I didn't smell all that good. I told the officer what happened, and he said, well, I'm going to have to arrest you for DUI because your keys are in the ignition. The engine wasn't running.
Right.
But,
had accident.
So, instead of going to my morning, do you remember Judge Stephen Shutter down there?
Yeah.
He was supposed to be my guest on the air that morning.
Ooh. Mm.
So I'm calling from the Broward County Jail, talking to my producer, hey, is Judge Shutter there yet? Would you ask him if he can help me? And he was sitting there listening to this call on the speaker, and he says, no, I can't help you. So I had to wait to get bailed out. And it's about 10, 10:30. I go get my car. Horribly hungover and still feeling really, really shaky. I get back to where I was living at that time. I had just separated from my crazy first wife. And it was almost time for the Channel 10 noon news. So I thought, God, I hope this didn't make me. So I pop on the television set. Our top story, South Florida radio personality Greg Budell was arrested today.
Totally a South Florida thing to do.
And the one thing I was so proud to have was a billboard next to I-95. And what do you think they're putting on TV?
Yeah, your face.
Oh, my God.
So I have to ask, what Italian restaurant was it?
It was in Pompano, and it's not one that I find particularly memorable.
Because there's Nick's is on Federal Highway in Pompano.
Has it been there a long, long time?
Yeah.
But like many years ago now. Years ago.
Yeah. It's like across from the golf course.
Could be. Yeah. Could be. Could be Nick's.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been the ones that I would have chosen.
Nor do I remember the name of the waitress that went there with me that night.
Oh, it was a waitress.
Tall and lanky thing that she went, yeah.
You don't remember her name? You always remember their name.
Well, Seth, she didn't leave with him, so it doesn't really matter. Because obviously he was solo.
I was probably
in the Chevrolet dealership.
But today, I mean, that wouldn't even make the news down there because they have enough crazy crap to.
No, that's nothing. That's not even like a blip it in the sun sentinel. Like, that wouldn't even make it. Like, we have like bank robber, high speed, like grand theft auto chases on a daily basis.
Yeah, lots of auto chases. Yeah. I know seeing that.
My husband loves the news down there. And the news is like 24/7. It's like Fox News. I mean, WSFA is on like, WSVN 7. It's on like all the time. There's like a 5 a.m., 6 a.m., all the way till like noon. And then it's 4 o'clock all the way till 11.
Speaking
it's
of
legit.
How's everything going from your husband's point of view these days?
So, he is good. Like, what he does, everybody's fine. But I think that the climate is still very on edge. I think that everybody is just kind of waiting for the next shoe to drop, if you will. Like, it's just kind of waiting to see. I think things have calmed down a little bit, but it's like a slow drip. And I think it's going to take one more issue, and then you're going to have a real problem with a lot of people resigning and quitting, and I think you're going to have a problem with incoming classes.
As you talked about that phenomenon, I mean, it's happening all over the country. Minneapolis today, after the city's been burned and everything else, the city council votes to dismantle the police department.
Yeah.
Yet, this is after a story where one neighborhood, a very progressive neighborhood in Minneapolis, said we're not going to call the police, and it became public knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like I'm going to go rob you then.
Now they got a homeless encampment out there, and
everybody's
scared.
People living in a homeless camp.
What the hell are these people thinking? Yeah. And what were they expecting with their high-minded, aren't we woke thinking?
Yeah,
Now they're scared crapless.
You woke now. Like, you're finna see how woke you are.
Because you're going to go to sleep.
Tina Fey.
Like, let me tell you how woke I am.
That was a specific quote from one of the residents said, I'm afraid to go to sleep now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I would be. I would be scared. It would be like zombies at your window, like people ready just to break in. Like everybody's just like at your window, ready to get in your house. That's what I'm envisioning.
Instead of zombies, just a bunch of bums.
Yeah, right, well, just like a bunch of homeless people, like at your windows, just like clawing at the windows, trying to get in. That's horrible.
Well, this morning,
but I mean, go ahead.
Well, this morning they went to take the barricades out of the downtown in Seattle, and about a half hour later, they had no luck and had to leave.
Well, this guy got shot in Seattle today.
Oh,
did you see this? The guy,
you mean
this
among those nonviolent protesters?
Yeah. Right. This guy gets shot, like, inside the zone. And then he's pissed because the police didn't come to help him.
It's...
Like, what? How's that work? Like,
As a radio journalist, I have one question for that guy.
What is wrong with you?
In a more masculine
He's woke.
Voice. Yeah, he's woke, all right. Mm-hmm. Here's a story where we can all at least have a very, very brief moment of sympathy. A BLM activist loses testicle after being shot in the balls during one of the riots.
Oh.
Tried to save it, but did not work out. Hope it was worth it.
Hope you put it in a jar.
You know, when you get pets neutered, you can put the fake ones back in. I wonder if that's an option for him now.
Like an implant? I think you can.
It'd be
like
they have them for the pets, I know.
I think you can get a
I want to know that if this happens to me, I just don't want any random nuts in there, okay? I
want... You don't want, like, a uniball either. Like, you definitely need...
I got a uniball to match my unibrow.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't want... The fact that I said uniball, like, that's funny. But that's the first thing that came to mind. Like, you don't want to see your
That's very
testicle.
Funny. That's very funny, Jacqueline.
Why do I feel like that's going to come back to haunt me later on?
Oh, it definitely is.
I will have Rusty Aldrich produce something for our segments. Now, Delkin Tomlinson, brought to you by Uniball. Next time you're shot in the nuts at a riot.
Hey, tomorrow I get to practice getting clips. I'll see if I can grab that one.
Hey, by the way, did you see this insanity of renaming stuff has worked its way into Eddie Bader's business, where they're no longer allowed, under the threat of fine,
yes,
to use the term master bedroom.
Master bedroom, master bath, or master suite.
They have to be called primary.
Primary.
Yeah, I got it on my Facebook page.
And you can't even, well, you can say this, but one of the
this
funny comments
ridiculous.
Was, you can't even call it your parents' room anymore. Because
this is ridiculous.
Because
what are we
of stupid... gender. I can't have a mom and a dad. You know, you have gender arguments now.
Oh, my God.
So, but yeah.
So that is surprisingly something that I have not run into yet, which I'm surprised about because I run into a lot of these things. But yeah. We have a clause in our settlement agreements that say, like, the designation of mother and father are reserved solely for the biological parents of the children. Mm-hmm. So you don't run into, like, issues down the road because some people get, you know, kind of butthurt about that.
They
stuff.
Do. You're right.
So I'm surprised we haven't run into an issue with being gender specific because, I mean, like, it just hasn't come across our desk yet. I'm not sure that it won't soon. But nowadays, with the political climate and everybody getting so upset about everything, it's probably only a matter of time.
Yeah.
The lunacy is...
It continues, man.
Yeah, and...
Well, what about Disney and Splash Mountain?
They are renaming that, and they're going to have their... And it's fine if they're having their first black princess... But I really believe that the leaders of this, the people that are pushing the envelope here, are at this point doing it just to see how much.
Right.
Like another example from down our way, Dixie Highway. What are they going to do with that?
The Dixie Chicks is just going to be the highway now.
Dixie
no,
Land
the,
of life.
Actually, the Dixie Chicks are no longer the Dixie Chicks. They
right,
are
the
Chicks.
Chick,
and once
stupid.
The feminists get a hold of them, they'll be known as the. Because that's all I have left.
But I remember when you had a band, you wanted to have a name that people would remember, whether it be offensive or what. I mean, you guys probably don't remember, but there was the Butthole Surfers. That was
I know the. What do you mean? You remember?
Really? Wow.
Well, I'm just saying that.
I'm offended.
So, right. So, are they now going to change their name? I mean, why would you do that? You want that extra attention? You want that extra press?
I think simpler is better. Go with the
awesome.
Name.
I think I still have their CD. Yeah.
I hope so. Well, I have cassettes.
Now, whoa.
By the way, I'm very flattered that so many people thought we looked good together in that selfie. That's what's getting the play on Facebook now.
Yes.
I appreciate that.
Stuff like
and
that.
My helmet.
People want to smile.
Oh, look at the Frenchies with a butterfly in the nose.
See that right there.
That's what people want
to see. I'm no Frenchie on a couch picture, but you know what? I'll take my place.
You're Jacqueline in a mask.
I know. It's my helmet, Stephen calls it. Mommy, I like your helmet.
How's the cantaloupe doing?
She's in there.
And it's not a cantaloupe.
I'm going
it's
to food like, outlet so on cantaloupe. Sunday morning with the express purpose of finding the next size fruit or vegetable so I can beat you to the punch next week.
We'll find out on Tuesday, so place your bet.
All righty. Well, we appreciate you taking time out of your day to join us. And for those of you who are, relationship stresses through the roof, if you find yourself in a situation, you should know where you stand. Doug and Tomlinson specialize in representing men in matters of divorce. But if you need an advocate with ready knowledge of the law who can answer any question, they're more than happy to consult with you at 819-4810 Matters of Family Law. Did, by the way, Mrs. Rutabaga send you the rest of the info for the will?
No, I'll text her when I get off the phone with you.
I may have to leave her now because I gave her that instruction 4 days ago.
Okay.
How long did it take you to get yours to Jacqueline?
Listen.
I've been working on this for months.
4 days ago.
What?
Chill.
Take your time, man. You'll be around.
See, I just had a consultation just now so people can understand.
And now you just got a bill in the mail.
819-4810.
One more time.
819-4810.
That's Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Thanks, Jacqueline.
Bye.
Hey, Jacqueline, before you go, Uniball. Sorry. She'll call tomorrow. Uniball. It's going to be on my mind.
Tomorrow we'll be here. David Blackman will be in Vegas. I can't wait
to
know what things are going to be like there, but he won't be able to join us on the show. But I do urge you to read his column because he goes into great and very well-researched detail on how the COVID has become a hoax there. So I urge you to check
it out. Yeah, I would love to hear what he's going on there because we want to get back out there. But for all I know, you got to be in a bubble to go out there now.
Masks and shields and all that kind of stuff. Let's hit the traffic dungeon quickly before Fox News at the top of the hour.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic light to moderate traffic around the boulevard and congestion at most of the major intersections. Taylor Road is very busy. I-85 to Vaughan Road. Very busy on the 31s. And we've got a bit of a slowdown on 65 northbound just past the Northeast Boulevard.